Welcome to the Resentment-Free Relationships Podcast. I'm Becky Smith, your certified life coach, here to help you go from exhausted and resentful to feeling connected and confident in your relationships. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, and welcome to the podcast. This week, I want to continue my series on healthy conflict. And this week, I want to talk about hidden dreams. This again is a concept that I learned from John and Julie Gottman in their book, Fight Right. And they talk about couples having perpetual arguments. And by perpetual, I mean ongoing over time. They would have a couple come into their lab or into their therapy office. And then like 10 years later down the road, or even 15 years, they'd have that same couple come into the office or the therapy lab and find that they were still arguing or fighting or having conflict over this same issue. And it was really interesting because the Gottmans found that they had that in their own marriage, that they had a certain issue that they just couldn't seem to resolve, that they were going round and round and was causing a lot of contention, not conflict, but the contention where it brings up the four horsemen: criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. This struggle in their own marriage led them to a discovery of a technique that has helped them and has helped countless other couples. And that technique is called hidden dreams. That is discovering what is really underneath this conflict, because the other person's view of the conflict is like an iceberg. You can just see what's on top, but there is a whole mountain underneath. And often that mountain is their hidden dreams. What I mean by that is their innermost desires, more than desires, their issues, their things they've brought up from childhood that they don't really even understand, that they desire something that they value and that is important to them. And it may not be something that they can even articulate very well, or that they really even understand why it's so important to them. They just know that it is, and they dig their feet in, and then the other person's digging their feet in because their dream is important to them, their values are important to them. And so it just becomes this standstill in a marriage. A lot of the reason this becomes a problem is because we start to judge the other person's desires, putting value judgments on, like, oh, you just want that because you're selfish. Oh, you just want that because you're lazy. Oh, right. We put negative desires and emotions on the other person's wants and dreams. And on ours, we put the lofty ones, right? I just want to help people. I want to do this for our children, right? All of the seemingly good reasons we attach to our dreams or to our side of the argument, and to our partners, we attach the negative ones. So let me give you an example. In the book, John and Julie Gottman lived in the city, and they were happy. They liked the city where they were living, but they went on a camping trip up into forest and nature. Julie just loved it. She wanted to build a cabin there and have a cabin that they could go to from the city. John did not want to do that. As much as Julie wanted to do that, John did not want to do that. This tension
on for years and years to where it started to come to a boiling point. They couldn't understand each other. And they, these amazing marriage counselors and researchers, hired a marriage therapist. They went to this therapist, and John said in the book that he felt like the therapist was just taking his side and totally dismissing Julie and what she wanted. And so when he realized that the therapist was doing that, it kind of was a mirror to show him what he'd been doing to Julie. And so it made him look at it at a different way, and he stopped just defending himself so much and saying all the reasons why her idea was stupid or why it wasn't financially sound or anything like that. And he sat down and he really got curious, which we're always talking about here on this podcast, and asked her some really meaningful questions without trying to persuade her in any way. And then they were able to open up this dialogue, and then she was able to ask him questions from his point of view. And I will read you some of those questions in the end here. But spoiler alert, is what was happening, what the inner dream was, is that Julie had grown up around more nature. And she'd also grown up in a really difficult household. And when things were really hard, she would run out into nature barefoot and maybe even sleep outside in the forest because she felt more calm and she felt more safe there than even in her own house. And so that is why that's one of the reasons she really wanted that refuge and place, safety in the woods and in the wilderness. On the other hand, John came from Jewish survivors of the Holocaust. And the family's lore, or whatever you would say, the family's belief system was, don't accumulate too much wealth, because if you do, it will be taken away from you. Just like it was with our ancestors, just like it was with mom and dad. They got money, they had things, and they were targeted by the Nazis, and everything was taken from them. So if you just don't get too much, then it can't be taken from you. Also, it's gluttonous to have more than you need. There's just a lot of negative connotation to having something like a cabin, which is like a second house. And so you can see where the conflict would be and why both people would dig in their heels. Neither person is right and neither person is wrong. It's just different lenses, different perspectives, and in this case, different dreams and values. So when they were able to sit down and they took turns, they called it being the dream catcher. Or the person who they ask the question and then they listen. And they're listening with an intent to understand. And then the other person is the dream speaker. They are answering the questions and telling why it is their dream. So you can look this up. You can Google it. The title of this PDF is Dreams Within Conflict, but you could look up John and Julie Gottman, Hidden Dreams. But I'm going to read you some of the questions that you can ask your partner. And this needs to be done with an open mind. Now, when I say partner, you can also swap this out for child, teen, even friend, that you're trying to understand something more about them. Okay, so here's the first question. What do you believe about this issue? Number two, is there a story behind this for you? So in Julie's case, she had the story of going out night and sleeping in the forest, which personally I think is terrifying, but to her, that was calming and something she really enjoyed. Number three, does this relate to your background in some way? So you can see in Julie's example that it did. Tell me why this is so important to you. What a great question. What do you feel about it? Okay, now that's getting out of your head and into your body. What do you feel about it? What do you wish for? What would be your ideal dream here? What do you need? And then number 9, is there a deeper purpose or goal in this for you? Number 10, does this relate to some belief or value for you? Last one, is there a fear or disaster scenario in not having the dream honored? Okay, those are all excellent questions to get to be the person who is open and curious and really trying to understand. But don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying this is going to solve all your problems. Some conflicts in marriage are not solvable. Did you hear that? They're not solvable. They're manageable. Anytime that we take that extra time to try to understand, we're not just living in a vacuum, right? We come with a past. We come with feelings and emotions and desires. Anytime that we take the time to understand that in a person, I think it's just a win-win-win situation. Whether it is your teen, your child, your husband, your wife, whatever it is, this is such valuable work. It is work worth doing. So try this week. Look for their hidden dream. Look for what is behind this and what is underneath this. Because I promise you, there is something. There's a reason why we are the way that we are. If I was putting this in life coaching terms, I would say, what are they making this mean? What are they making it mean that they get to have that cabin in the woods? To Julie, it meant freedom. So what is that feeling that they're searching for? Because that's another thing that I teach on here, is that everything we do is because of how we want to feel. So how is your partner wanting to feel in this? And like I said, anytime that you can give extra empathy, understanding, really holding space for another human being, you know what? There's just no downside to it. It's going to be a win. So my friends, I would love to hear how this works for you. You can DM me on Instagram, Becky Smith Coaching. You can send me an email, becky@beckysmithcoaching.com. I will put a link in the show notes here that you can sign up on my calendar and chat with me. But I would just love to hear how it goes for you and what you discover about the other person and what it does for you in your life. So my friends, take that extra moment and try to be a dream catcher this week. Thanks so much for listening, and bye for now.
If this episode resonated with you, then I know you'd love a quick one-on-one chat with me where we get to talk privately about your specific issue or concern. And you'll come away with one specific strategy that you can use today to change your life and your relationships. And the best part is, it's absolutely free. So click the link in the show notes and sign up today.